T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate it. 8:05 here on this Monday morning. It's the 10th day of August, 2020, and I'm John Reed. Really glad you're with us here on News Radio WRVA. Now, that was an interesting interview with that Bobby Eberth guy who helped organize the cleaning that Gary just mentioned in his newscast. Spent well over an hour trying to get the F word and the threats to kill cops off of the monuments on Monument Avenue, or what's left of the monuments on Monument Avenue. And people are saying they think that it's inappropriate for them to clean the F word off the statues. Are you serious? I mean, is that the cultural battle we're having now? You think you get to break the law and tag the monuments with graffiti, which is illegal. I mean, there's just no way around it. It's illegal. And you get to do it with the nastiest, most vulgar, violence-threatening statements. And then you get mad when responsible citizens step up and say, enough. Like Bobby Eberth, this guy actually has more guts than most people in Richmond have shown in the last 2 months. He and his small group of, I mean, they look to me like just normal guys, deciding enough of this. They didn't insult people. They didn't use vulgar language. They didn't beat anybody up. They did it in the middle of the day when everybody could see it. They weren't sneaking around at night trying to be shady. Thank God there's still people like that in Richmond who will stand up to the thugs. So if you want more information about them, it's on my Facebook page, The John Reed Show, WRVA. I'm really, I'm going to make a donation because anybody who will stand up and appropriately fight in a dignified way and stand up for values, I'm with them. I'll tell you that right now. So the pandemic's still not over. Surprise, surprise. We start Monday looking at the numbers from over the weekend, and we are lucky to be joined by State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan once again. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. I'm well, thank you. I hope you are, too.
I'm terrific. Thank you very much. It looks like a lot of people are freaking out that Virginia has crossed the 100,000 threshold. So as of yesterday, we were 100,086 cases of COVID in the state, which, of course, if you're not a thinking person, sounds bad, except I'm counting up March, April, May, June, July. Now we're almost to the middle of August. Doesn't seem to me that we should be freaking out. And I see it doesn't ever say how many of these cases are cleared. So in 5.5, almost 6 months, we're at that. That doesn't freak me out.
Doesn't freak me out either. My question to those people, including the media, who like to report total cases is, why are you scared? Mm-hmm. Because the reason they're scared is that they believe that that variable defines deadly risk. Mm-hmm. And that variable does not define deadly risk. And I would suggest, as I look at the graphs of the incidence of positive tests, which were at like 7.4% in Virginia on a regular weekly basis, that is exactly what we should expect. We are looking at utilization of our ICUs and our ventilators. We're at 19% utilization of ventilators in Virginia, 80% ICU occupancy. honestly, that's the level of occupancy when there is no COVID. So I think that unfortunately, the media has so deafened individuals' ability to assess what the risk factors are for true concern that they take the one number that goes up every day, number of cases, and they use that to intimidate people and create fear. And it's really irresponsible. And it's irresponsible of the state to do so as well.
So what should the recalibration be, especially with the General Assembly coming back in, not this week, but next week? What should the recalibration be? And do you intend to speak to that when the session reconvenes?
I hope we'll have the opportunity to speak to data. I'm just off a conference call this morning, mm-hmm. and I don't think there's going to be a lot of opportunity to speak at all. I'm told that there are going to be no accepted member budget amendments. So that means we're going to get a budget. How can that be? And so that's my thought exactly. How do we have a collaborative, democratic process of debate with a variety of ideas bubbling up from the entire state if everything is centrally controlled as it has been throughout the pandemic?
So the Democrat leaders are just going to offer you a bill and it's take it or leave it. And of course, they'll then crack the whip and make all of their members vote for it and you get no say in it at all?
I think that's a possibility and maybe even a likely one. So there will be debate. I think what we need to do, recalibrate's a really good way to say it. I think that a responsible way to look at the data would be to share with the public what are the expectations we have going forward. Because I think if you look at the graph of Virginia now, and I'm not an expert, but I've been trying to educate myself as best I can and track this, mm-hmm. and I know a little bit about disease process. I think that if you look at the Virginia curve, we're going to have an indolent, ongoing, kind of oscillating line of percent positives as we go forward. People are going to get the virus. We know that. That is self-evident. The question is, how many of those people are going to be dangerously ill? Can we protect the at-risk populations? Can we provide hospitalization for people who get sick, even those that are unexpected and maybe don't have risk factors? And the answer right now is yes, yes, and yes. We can do all those things. And that's why we all paused. I know people can't remember this, but we all paused to get ahead of the curve. We're ahead of the curve. The rest of the country has different issues. You look at some of the southern and western states, they didn't spike when we did. And so but still, none of them have run out of capacity. Remember when we talked about Italy? And Italy was triaging who they would care for and who they would not. And we said, never in America. Never happened. Never happened in America. So there are variables you can control and variables you can't control. The virus will be caught by people. The question is, can we limit it to people who will not be sick with it? Can we track and make sure those numbers stay low? Can we use really good science to prevent transmission and limit it when it happens, when we have outbreaks? And we're doing all those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, looking at the numbers, you've got, and I'm sure these are not suppressed numbers, 100,086 total cases, 8,369 of those with hospitalizations, and only 2,326 deaths over the course of 5.5 months in a state with 8.5 million people. I would hope that the General Assembly would come back in and recalibrate and kind of push back on some of the things the governor has done, even if you want to give them the benefit of a doubt and assume
it's been benign
and nice and done for the right reasons. It's probably.
I have asked the Department of Health and Virginia Department of VHHA to change the way they track numbers and publish now what the new positive tests by demographic. All we have is demographic since February. Mm-hmm. We can't discern who's getting the virus now. When you say we need to reset and recalibrate? We do, because we can't assess risk without understanding what the data is right now.
And where
and they're
the
not
risk
publishing
is.
That, and they won't do it.
Do you think the reason for that is political? Mm-hmm. That they don't want certain communities to be identified as, I mean, it's not their fault, I guess, unless they were out protesting with, you know, 5,000 people without protecting themselves. Is that the reason why they wouldn't update that data?
I don't like to assess intent to other people, but mm-hmm. I'd say it doesn't serve their narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Their narrative is we all remain paralyzed. We don't open schools. We don't open businesses. We remain paralyzed in fear. And, you know, my narrative is learn to live with it. We have got to make sure our kids are safe and are educated, and we've got to make sure our economy survives. And so to discern data relevant to my narrative, that would be valuable information. But to perpetuate their negative with the media, we talk about how terrifying the numbers of cases are because big numbers sound scary.
Yeah. Let's get the facts on the table and try to dissect it objectively. I don't have to win the argument. I just like to know what the story is.
Honest conversation.
Siobhan Donovan, Dr. Siobhan Donovan, State Senator Siobhan Donovan, really appreciate the fact that we get to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John.
All right. It's 8:15. We're back with more in just a moment here on News Radio WRVA. How would you like to duck out on your mortgage payment for the next 2 months? Does that sound good to you? It was great for me the last 2 months. Of course, everything broke in my house, so the money's gone now. But Dan Dougherty has worked in some remarkable deals. And if you act now, it's no money out of pocket, no payment until October. And that's because Dan's shopping 32 banks across the country to get you the very best deal. We have no clue what things are going to look like when we get to the end of 2020. My Lord, who thought we'd be in this situation today? But you can take advantage of these historically low rates and get yourself in the best financial situation possible as we move forward. All you got to do is call Dan Dougherty on his cell phone today and get him working on a refi or even a new loan for a piece of property that you're buying. Here's the number, 218-4444, 218-4444. 4444. That's Dan's personal cell phone. Call him. Just have your data ready about your existing loan or about the property you're thinking about buying, and Dan will start crunching the numbers. It's Dan Dougherty and the team at Colonial First Mortgage. NMLS number 196041, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.